This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus released its final 2007 sales figures for the year on Wednesday, and as expected, set a new one-year sales record for the company, but missed topping Boeing's staggering 1,413 sales. Airbus reported 1,341 net orders for 2007, and that beats 2005, its previous best year, by 292 aircraft. The 2007 sales would have been worth $157 billion at list prices, although significant discounts to hold on to customers through delays in product development have been acknowledged by Airbus. CEO Tom Ender said the company delivered 453 planes, beating Boeing's 411. Enders noted, quote, 2007 was a challenging but also successful year for Airbus. 2008 will be as challenging on all fronts, unquote. One of the challenges rival Boeing will face in 2008 is a drop in the number of expected deliveries of its 787 Dreamliner to zero. Boeing confirmed on Wednesday that the program will be delayed another 3 months, with deliveries now expected to begin in early 2009 rather than late this year. Scott Carson, president and CEO, said the fundamental design and technologies of the 787 remain sound. Quote, however, we continue to be challenged by startup issues in our factory and in our extended global supply chain, unquote. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the government of Libya and six of its officials to pay a total of about $6 billion in damages arising from the mid-air suitcase bombing of French-operated UTA Flight 772, a DC-10 widebody. The 1989 attack killed 170 people from Europe, Africa, and the United States, and was one of the deadliest terrorist events in commercial aviation history before September 11th. Stuart Neuberger, the lead lawyer for the victim families, said, quote, this award proves that the rule of law will always prevail over state-sponsored terrorism, unquote. The Libyan government has said it will honor U.S. court decisions, and the end of trade sanctions means there is a revenue flow from the U.S. to Libya, which could be garnished if no payment was forthcoming. Libya also could appeal the decision if it acts before February 25th. If the FAA was hoping opposition to TRACON consolidation would lose its novelty, it was mistaken. On Monday, Southern Region Director John McCartney and four other FAA officials listened to questions and concerns from skeptical air traffic controllers, homeowners, pilots, and legislators about the planned move of the Palm Beach TRACON to Miami International Airport. The South Florida Sun-Sentinel reports McCartney told them, quote, this is nothing new. There will be no change to the level of service or the level of safety. What we fully expect is greater efficiency, unquote. Not many people in attendance were buying that. Communications outages like those which have recently plagued other consolidated facilities were among the concerns expressed. The officials at Monday's meeting in Palm Beach didn't have details to offer on those questions. Jim Marinitti, the NATCA chief for Miami, commented, quote, you got no documentation, you got no contingency plans, you've got nothing but talk, unquote. Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings, who three times has blocked the Palm Springs TRACON consolidation, told attendees his calls and letters to the FAA have been ignored. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Boeing and Airbus are powerless to stop their own WTO fight. An F-16 pilot is okay after ejecting near Key West. And the Coast Guard search for a missing Hawaiian pilot is officially called off. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we finish up coverage of Eclipse's big announcement of new funding and a Russian assembly plant with Rob Finfrock's one-on-one interview with Eclipse CEO Vern Rayburn. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.